This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to get excited about Cavs basketball, damn it. Let's go.
Coach was excited. He said he absolutely is going to be there in either game one or game two, depending on the workload.
He had a lot to work on.
He was at the women's Final Four. Hoops guy.
Well, obviously. His father. Whole deal. A lot of good stuff from him. The stuff about the analytics, that almost has to be its own separate deal.
I have to say, of everything he went over, because obviously, you know, we're not going to go in depth about Deshaun Watson, how ready he is. I mean, he's used the press conference time to do that. But the stuff that he went totally in on, and really, truth be told, nerded out on, was the analytics. And I thought it was very interesting at the end. Like, we've gotten closer and closer to being able to quantify all the relevant stuff that matters to a coach, right? But then when I asked him at the very end, I said, but if there's a time where you're looking at that sheet and those numbers and all the quantitative stuff, and yet you're like, I know what I saw in film. Yeah. He's like, that still matters. That still matters. So that's like the merging right there perfectly of football guy and numbers that matter. And they are closing the gap. They are finding numbers to actually tell when he's talking about press coverage versus non-press coverage. How you get off as a wide receiver.
I was worried it would make everybody a bunch of automatons about when I first heard about analytics, I will admit, my heart kind of sank because I like debate. I like people getting emotional. I'm an emotional guy. I think what we're finding, and baseball, you know, damn it, there's been a lot of things that they've had to adjust with baseball, and they've had to do it because of that, and I got nervous because I wasn't one of the fuddy-duddies yelling and screaming about it because I want to win football games, so I wanted to hear more about this because I knew that other teams were doing it. Now, we've had an analytical approach here for most of the time the station's been on air here with the Cleveland Browns.
Sashi Brown.
So, and yeah, obviously with Paul DiPodesta. So there was a little bit of a fear there where I'm like, I don't want football to be boring. What I'm finding out here over the last how many years, and I got to learn it very quick, is that you know there's good, there's bad, there's learning that goes on with it, and there's so many characters on a field that it's almost impossible to take everything in. When I have baseball, I have a man versus man type of situation. I have a pitcher versus batter type of situation. There's scouting reports, there's things that are there. But when I have 22 players moving in 22 different directions, I think that we're finding out that there's a lot of things that we're still learning, and it's never going to be robotic. And I think honestly, with going for it on fourth down, something that you never did, being able to push the ball down the field in the final minute of the game, where I told you, when I look at the history and a lot of things, I brought up the big blue VHS account that has all the old Giants games, and there was a field goal to win it with like a minute 20 left to go, and that's it. The Giants have pulled this one out. Like, what? A minute 20 left to go? Like, it's amazing how the game changes. Now, some of that stuff, obviously, is with rule changes and things. You go back from the 90s to now. But I think it actually has, in a lot of ways, save for a couple of rules that I'm a little bit not wanting to take in. I think it's made it a more enjoyable product that a lot of people want to get involved in.
Kenny, I also thought when he talked about his assessment of players and his assessment of guys that can be drafted.
Yes.
Relaying that information to Andrew Berry and how he said, we're not going to waste time on guys that are consensus that we all agree on. I love that because, Kenny, when I hear fans say they're on the same page, I'm like, guys, that's impossible. That's not a real work situation where everybody is always just in agreement on everything. Kenny, we do a show. I think we do a pretty good show. Are we ever on agreement on anything? Like, it just on topics. We sit there sit there and go nuts on the topics we're going to use for the show.
Well,
if we were just consensus on that stuff, I'd say we're just going through the motions.
I will tell you this. If I can pull the curtain back a little bit, and you're right, and I know you're trying to make a bigger point, it is odd where you go back to some of the – and there were good fights and there were obviously bad fights. We didn't know how to fight at that time. But there's also – when the team was torn down to its studs, you argue – and someday it will happen again. This is the ecosystem of the NFL. It's a lot of theory on how to build a team. It's a lot of theory on why I like the most important position player. You like it, and there was a lot of argument back and forth. You go back to the Myles Garrett draft, and you and me arguing over Deshaun Watson back then to where we are now. And there's a lot of things of going, I'm not trying to create a drama. I'm not trying to create a controversy. But you hear it here with him, and that's what does make it – there's always going to be room for conversation, but they kind of are what they are now. Like, it's built, this is where it is, and now you have to try to take it as far as you possibly can. So there's definitely, I mean, you and I just had a knockdown drag out. We got agreed with each other, basically, but the whole Greg Newsom thing. I'm fit to be tied when I hear Nick Wilson talking about trading away Greg Newsom. And I'm fit to be tied when I'm hearing Albert Breer says, well, there's a possibility. So there's obviously different conversations, but what's built is built. But obviously, they have to sit there and think about, all right, what are we going to do in the next iteration? Because you can't just think about what's going to happen this year like you and I can. It's what's going to happen 3, 4, 5 years down the line and what's coming. And so there's a lot to take in there, and hopefully that's what the numbers and that's what some of the charts and all the things that we do make fun of a time or two, that's where those come in to make a successful organization over a longer period of time.
I had another big takeaway. I'm curious to see what you think, because when I first heard the Vrabel stuff, I'm like, all right, he'll do some Zoom meetings. He'll weigh in here and there. No, that is not the role that Coach just described. What he illustrated was a guy who is going to be in the trenches and is going to be helping this team any which way he can. I mean, talking about the special team stuff and already being, you know, almost a point man on that with Bubba and the other special teams coaches and the guys on the staff. I was actually surprised. I was blown away by how much a part of the Cleveland Browns Mike Vrabel is going to be.
I am also surprised, again, I know a lot of high school coaches. I know, obviously, a lot more high school coaches than I would ever know NFL coaches, and I would know a lot more college coaches than I would ever know NFL coaches, and you are the same way. And it's the same with basketball, too, with the coaches that you know as well. I mean, a lot of them are just control freaks, and a lot of them get their hands in a lot of pies. Maybe they shouldn't because they're so afraid of somebody ruining what they're trying to build. He's very able to delegate. I don't think I've ever seen it with a Cleveland Browns head coach where they've been able to delegate so much, and they've been successful in delegating and being willing to make the changes. So, yeah, I mean, we are basking in the afterglow of having Kevin Stefanski in here in the studio and giving us some great answers. And we had good conversation with him off the air as well. And so there's a lot of things that obviously we're excited about, but there are so many different topics and in questions of football that I'm really surprised that he's able to cover and being able to give away, he's ultimately the head coach, but give away power on certain things. And I think that that's a very interesting way to do things because, I mean, even when we do this, I think it's hard to give away power for a lot of stuff that we have that we're in control of. We got coming in hot at 9:40. We got Austin Carr coming up at 9:20. So there's only a little bit of time here to do this. We got into this earlier. I'm not going to stand here and be blamed for telling the truth on Monday and Tuesday. Now, I did my best to not do it on Wednesday. You drug me into it. So, yeah, I guess we are going to have a bit of an argument. I want fans to be excited for this because I don't know. If they lose this series, I don't know what the hell is going to happen after this year, okay? Like, in 2 weeks, we could be talking about new head coaches and new general managers / team presidents and new players on this basketball team. Like, by the time June comes around, there could be some serious changes. So I know in my heart, not in the back of my head, in my heart, I got to make the most of every single playoff appearance that my favorite team makes. So I can't just dump on the playoffs and what they're doing. But I do know that, Tone, my heart is telling me we need to get involved in this and we need to get excited. But we've taken call after call after call, and the one who wanted us to whoop it up the most was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and that was about it this morning.
Yeah, and I wonder.
I did not brainwash these folks from Monday through Friday. You ain't going to put that on me. That is not going to happen.
And part of it, I'm not going to lie, like I understand that malaise over the post-All-Star break play with all the injuries and with the inconsistencies, the loss of an identity. Like, they weren't even a good defensive team anymore. So that was a big part of their identity that we could prop up for a year and a half. A lot of that has eroded, and with that, the trust in the team from the fans. I understand all that, but you do understand how the playoffs work in the NBA. There are teams that are able to turn it on. I know they weren't able to last year. I find the story fascinating to see if they are capable of doing it now. They're a year later. They're going up against a team that has barely any playoff experience at all. So now you're the team with the experience. You brought in Max Strus. You brought in George Niang. This is a team now that certainly understands that they weren't physical enough last year. And Donovan Mitchell. The last time I saw him was the best he had looked in about a month.
That's a good point.
And he says he's 100%. I know some people don't believe him. We'll see. And whether or not Darius and Evan Mobley can break through, all of those things I'm going to be watching. And whether or not, are you going to have a home court advantage on Saturday? I know it's 1 o'clock. It's not under the lights.
I do think they will. I really do. I don't think you got to worry about that. And some people were talking about the ticket prices. Like, I got a tweet about ticket prices being like $200 to get in. And I think that might be lower bowl.
No, yeah.
Did you take a look?
The $200 was the average price.
Okay.
Because that's...
Yeah.
That's inflated by the expensive tickets, but you can get in. I mean, I saw $35 to $40 with fees.
Am I supposed to take that as a downer?
I mean, it shows you the temperature of where they're at right now, right? Like, the fans are not all that confident, even though the bettors are confident. That line has actually increased throughout the week for the series odds and the game odds.
Well, the tickets have went up, too. They're $43 now with fees.
I cannot sit there. Guys, listen to me on this. I speak with my heart so much. Don't be a fuddy-duddy about this. All right? If they go out there and they look like hell tomorrow and they lose, we'll get mad and we'll talk about it on Monday. And if you think you got made look like a fool, then damn it, we'll talk about it. But I can't do it. I know I was upset on Monday and Tuesday. I got out of that funk on Wednesday, even though I got drugged back in. I can't go into this series like Randy Quaid in Major League 2. You only get so many chances. I'm going to give him the olive branch as a fan, and I beg you to come with me. I'm literally begging you to come with me, because I don't want to have that feeling, and you don't want to have that feeling either. Because if they go out there and they win this series, and everybody's saying it's going to be a tough one, it's going to be a rock fight, this, that, and the other. But if they go out there and they win this series, they look good, especially if they look good as hell on Monday or on tomorrow, and getting ready for Monday, because if you win this game especially, then you remember you got that quick turnaround when you go over to Orlando, and you got it down to Orlando, you got to deal with that. They look good tomorrow. You don't want to be feeling a little bit of guilt in the back of your head on Sunday and then on Monday. You don't want to do that. You want to go into this clear conscience. If they lie to you and they look like hell, we'll all discuss it. But damn it, you do not want to go into the weekend after a big Cavs win with a little bit of guilt in the back of your head. You don't want to do that. I'm telling you. I've lived it. You don't want that. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, Austin Carr. I don't know why I threw out the number, because we're having Mr. Cavalier on, the Cavalier legend, the current Cavs TV broadcaster. We'll have him on the show. We'll see what he believes the Cavs need to do to move on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go.
It's time. We're getting ready for Cavs basketball. Damn it.
Glad to see you've come around, Ken.
I've been around. I ain't never left.
Dead serious about this.
Don't.
You can hit record on this.
This is terrible. I hate the Cavs.
This ain't real. That is not a real clip. That is a spliced together clip by Owen.
Coming in hot at 9:40.
And I want the Cavs to lose.
I do not want the Cavs to lose. I want the Cavs to win. That's what I want. That's what I want from the Cleveland Cavaliers. I want them to win tomorrow. I want them to win the series. I want them to win the whole
fleeping
thing.
Is it a must-win, Kenny?
216-474 to below 92
then, you know,
is a must win.
Immediately, well, you got to win 4 out of 6 if you lose the first one. I love the geniuses that always have to tell.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
People, how series work in any baseball.
Tell me more.
The NBA. Yeah, it's pretty big to win all the games.
I've always said they need to at least get more, win more than they lose.
Well, there is. Isn't there a little bit of a science to it? You got to win the first game, or you're going to lose the third, or something like that.
Well, the odds are certainly against you if you lose the first.
Boy, if you lose the third, holy Toledo!
By just virtue of how the series works and losing home court advantage, but. You know, I don't know that home court advantage is going to play a huge role in, especially if Orlando steals home court advantage. I mean, I know they'll be excited because they haven't really had any success since Dwight Howard, but I still think there'd be probably a lot of Cleveland fans down there anyway, because anybody in Florida gets a chance to go to a Cleveland event, you know they're going to do it. But I am interested in, you know, you were asking me before the show.
Like, yes, I was.
You know, X Factor is such a played out thing, but... You know, who are you really looking at? And as much as obviously Donovan Mitchell
I wanted
and his
to
health,
ask you, who's the most important other than Donovan?
So I said it's Darius. And that doesn't mean that, you know, Evan Mobley isn't going to have a huge series or anything like that. In fact, I do expect Evan Mobley to play well in this series. Darius is the one. So if we were going to do X Factor, Darius is the one because I don't know what I'm going to get out of him. But if he plays well, this series is over in 5 games. I truly believe
if
that.
If he plays well, it's over in 5.
If he plays well,
wow.
this is a
what
wrap.
If he doesn't play well?
I think you're in for the rock fight, you know, the fist fight that everybody wants to talk about. I think it's going to be really tough because now if he doesn't play well and he's going to have Jalen Suggs in his faith, Jonathan Isaac off the bench or starting, depending on what he does, is obviously going to be in the middle of things, and we can't be nonchalant with the basketball. We have to dribble and pass with a purpose. We can't lollygag to get the ball over half court the way we do from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
The edge that you have over Orlando is the firepower. And if you don't have that edge all of a sudden because Darius Garland is not having a good series, if he's not confident with the ball, if he's afraid to get within the paint, then all of a sudden that edge that you have is wiped out.
Well, let me tell you this. What did they call me when I was a kid in the neighborhood?
The Shockmaster.
No, they called me Pete. They also called me another name. What was it?
It's 2 second trivia.
Fatty Boombaladdy. Because we watched King of the Hill. And my whole thing on Monday was that they didn't want the smoke. Well, guess what?
Here we
Darius
go.
Garland disagrees with Fatty Boombaladdy.
I never seen it, but we weren't ducking any smoke at all. I don't think we duck smoke. Not this group, at least. I mean, we're taking anybody that comes with it, so I don't think we're ducking or anything like that.
Tough talking Darius Garland is in, friends.
I think it's time, right? Now, listen.
Hello, Lava throws out the arm, getting ready to make the...
Now,
the statement of the morning.
Now, did he not last year after, you know, we had guys struggling in a big way outside of the first game against the Knicks.
Outside of the first game.
Donovan Mitchell had the huge 40-point game.
Yeah.
After that, it was like, all right, well, we lost and I scored 40. I need other people to step up. I do think at times in a series, Darius Garland showed
game two,
that he was unafraid.
They won the game and he was lights out. Game four, he played a great first half, and they were.
And I think Caris LeVert was also somebody who stepped up. So JB does know certain guys on this team have it in them. Obviously, we know Donovan Mitchell cannot lay eggs every game. It's going to be really tough for them to win the series. I'm operating as if we're going to get Donovan Mitchell.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he lays eggs every game of the series, I mean, I might start barking about injuries, but that'd be 3 years in a row and ain't gone very well in the postseason for him. And I think a lot of people, you want to talk about turning a 180 on things, I think a lot of people might be thinking in a different direction there.
That's right.
It is a big series for him. Now, you brought up the quote-unquote X factor. I said the most important player. You're saying Darius Garland. I'm still going to say Evan Mobley. And the reason I'm saying Evan Mobley is very, very simple. He's the one with the best chance to become a one percenter. The size, the ability, the defensive skill, it's still going to be a work in progress. It's like he's not going to go there next year and end up being the very best. It would still be a build next year. I'd be surprised if he just became the very, very best in the NBA at what he does. I'd hope he would, but we'll see how it goes. He still has the best chance to be the one percenter guy. So if I have what he's doing, and he does it to his very best in this series, you get a win. B, I really don't care what they do against Boston. Obviously, I want him to win, but I'd be playing with house money at that point, which, yes, is an overused term, but I'd be doing it. I'd be playing with house money at that point. So if I have Evan Mobley there and he's playing at his very best, then I'm thinking good about now and I'm thinking good about the future, and I ain't got to think of any of the negative stuff that was out there before. That's what I got going for me. So that works.
Well, the psychology of this team,
I know
it's something you don't want to have to worry about come playoff time, but it's fair. It's fair based on the way they ended the season, the ups and the downs, the injuries, and then what we saw last year in the playoffs. This is why I'm excited. If you're asking me why I'm excited, I understand the people that are going to be skeptical of what this team can do after what they saw last year and how the season unfolded. But this is where the excitement is. This is the test. This is the meat grinder of when we start to think differently about guys in the NBA. You know, as much as, you know, there are things said about like James Harden, how he disappears in the playoffs, but Jimmy Butler, when the playoffs start, here we go, he becomes a different guy. We just don't know enough. The careers have not been long enough for Darius and Evan Mobley. We only had a series last year and it was ugly. They faltered. They got humiliated. If you are somebody that believes in the steps and the process of the NBA, it's year two, and now you're the team with more experience. I am excited to see if they pass that test.
216.
Because it is a huge... Whether or not Donovan Mitchell is going to be here in the future or not, you need Darius and you need Evan to take that step.
All right, I want to open it up to everybody. 216-474-0092. Are you starting to get excited about the series? Are you back on the Cavs bandwagon? I know you were probably never off, but have you forgiven what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, can we get past
have
it?
Have we moved past it? Are you encouraging others to move past it? And two, who's the most important one other than Donovan Mitchell? Like, what you're saying about Darius Garland, I think is true. I can't disagree with you. I think it's obviously germane to this series. If he plays well, you said they could win in five. I like hearing that. I'm thinking about big picture as well. Now, I want people to give up the axe that they've been grinding since Sunday. I really want that. I didn't like the calls earlier today. The problem was I couldn't disagree with many of them because I think a lot of people were looking back towards what happened in the regular season. So these are all points that we made, you and I and everybody else, these are all points that we made during the regular season about the Cavs team. So I don't know how much has changed, Tone. I don't know how much they can change in such a short amount of time. I mean, it's been a week. And J.B. Bickerstaff said himself, a lot of teams don't change that dramatically when they go from the regular season to the postseason. So that's what I got going for me here, Tone.
Man, though, the way this league works is guys do become different on the next stage. And, you know, they're 0-for-1. Darius, Evan, they understand that last year didn't go well. I'm telling you, this is going to be difficult because the perimeter defense, I mean, Jalen Suggs is going to be really annoying and Jonathan Isaac is going to be really annoying. I don't know if we're going to be scared of Jonathan Isaac the way that their play-by-play voice said earlier in the week, but I do think that they're going to cause some problems. Can our spacing overcome it? We are a team that does space it well. I rolled my eyes about the gravity stuff, you know, in free agency. It does matter. It will matter in the playoffs. There will be more space to operate for everybody else than you had against the Knicks last year.
Well, I know you bring up gravity. Have we done too much of the Jonathan Isaac stuff?
Well, it depends. He's
not you and I. I mean, just in general, talking about this series. He's good defensively, obviously.
Yeah, no, you know, we probably should be talking more about Paolo Banchero because if he's allowed And I mean allowed. Like, if he can get into his rhythm, I mean, he kind of plays a game like Carmelo Anthony, a lot of the mid-range stuff. He can raise up over you. If he's allowed to get to his spots and he has a very efficient series, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Can't allow that. We need the old Cavs identity to be back. We need to push guys off their spots. We need to make sure that we're making entry passes difficult, not letting them get into the shot clock. They'll take their merry old time. That's fine, but they also will get in transition if they force turnovers. So now we talk about, like, in football, complementary offense and defense.
Yeah.
You do not want to get caught turning that ball over against the Magic. That's really the only way I see the Magic winning this series, is if they're forcing a lot of turnovers and getting out in transition.
Ivan in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead, Ivan.
Good. You know, home court advantage is about good vibrations. When you're on the road, they're booming.
Mark and the Funky Mark, Bunch.
Yes.
Here we go.
So we're here. We are what we're used to in Cleveland is the lottery. We want to see who's going to be the first pick. So we're not used to being in the playoffs and being have home court advantage. We need to get behind this team. Let me tell you, Darius Garland is a bad man all his life on the basketball court. You know, they find a little
guy. He has a lot to prove tomorrow. I'm with you, Ivan, but he has a lot to prove tomorrow.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
When I was in high school, I remember before our first game, we had a pep rally. Cheerleaders and the whole school was there, and they were. And then we went out and when we played our first game, they beat our brains out, took our basketball queen and sent us home in the snow. No. And when we got to school the next day, people act like we were invisible. And so then we went on a streak where we were winning and everybody was with us when we were winning. There was a lesson I learned. It was a lesson for life. So I say, I'm a Cleveland fan. I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. And I think that everybody in Cleveland should get behind this team. We have a really good team that can really do some good things. So all of this talk about what Garland is going to do and if Mitchell is going to do and Moe, forget all of that. We have a really good team and a deep bench.
Ivan, thank you very much for the call. I enjoy the positivity. I can't ask him if they got the queen back. I'm sorry.
Well, they took it.
Told me to stop. I didn't. Remember what happened on my homecoming night? I told you about that.
Well, that's a night you'd like to
forget. Somebody had a good night on the homecoming night. This wasn't me.
A night that put the shock into the shockmaster.
He fell on his ass.
They didn't call me that by the time high school came. They never called me the shockmaster. They didn't call me Fatty Fatty Boombaladdy either at the end of it. Terry in Euclid, hello.
Hey, what's happening, man? This is the thing. They
got reminded about Woodshop on homecoming night.
They should have beat that team with the bench that they had, because the other team, Charlotte, was playing their bench. As them putting the starters back in, how would we have felt if we'd have put Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell and Mobley in, or all of them in, and two of them got hurt playing against a bench squad? How would we have felt then?
We would have felt terrible. We would have probably yelled at J.B. Bickerstaff for that. That's fair.
Right. And the thing is, he knew he had fourth place in his pocket. I mean, it would have been nice to go to second or third. We could have gotten no higher than third anyway. It would have been nice to do that. But they shouldn't have got outscored in that fourth quarter 32-14 either. So if your bench can't come in and hold that type of lead, I mean, that's against another bench. It's just what it is. But you don't risk your players just to win a game to move up one spot.
That's true. Well, we'll find out after tomorrow if it's true, because I don't know if people are going to agree with that, but I hope that they do, because that means that they're going to win. And that means that they won, and that means that we're going to be happy on Monday instead of the way we were last Monday.
Is the game a must-win? Yeah, forget that.
It's obviously a must-win.
Is the opening tip a must-win? Must they corral the opening
tip? If you want the ball to start the fourth quarter, I think you have to win the opening tip.
What questions would you like us to ask Kevin Stefanski? 216-474. Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Coming up next, 216-474-0092. Coming in hot. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. Coming in hot, 216-474-0092. Coming in hot, coming up next, live on The Fan.
Well, and a slip and fall.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.